And we'll go next from the green to the red. It's the color of choice for sports fans and teams around the country. Here's commentator Frank DeFord.
A few years ago, I was in Columbia, Missouri. I roused myself from my motel bed early on a Saturday morning and came downstairs, there to be blinded by a veritable mob of people all attired in red. Who were these crimson wayfarers assaulting my bloodshot eyes? Well, it turned out that Nebraska was playing Missouri that afternoon, and these cherry-garbed folk were all displaced football persons, Nebraska fans who couldn't get tickets to home Cornhusker games, and so they followed the team, reddening stadiums throughout the heartland. Now, understand, my respect for the loyalty of these cardinal-clad pilgrims was considerable, but since then I've grown sick and tired of fans festooned in red. There is too much of it, and I am asking for a moratorium. Okay, maybe I can live with your darker hues, your maroon, your garnet, or your burgundy. But the ripe reds running riot row upon row in stadiums and arenas is becoming, as Chester A. Reilly used to lament, a revolting development. What is it about red teams that makes their fans dress in red? I know now I'll be flooded with mail telling me that supporters of such and such a baby blue or a sea green team always arrive attired at games just so. But come on, that's rare. Mostly it's a red thing. Sometimes even when a red team plays a red team like Nebraska versus Oklahoma or Alabama versus Arkansas, the fans from both sides wear red. It's a red litter day. Like that, mostly the Red Rats are college fans. But now I've got to put up with St. Louis Cardinal fans wearing red, waving red in the National League Championship Series. It's even spread to the NASCAR Republic. Once that was just redneck. Now those who root for Dale Earnhardt Jr. show up in red hats and shirts. Tiger Woods always wears red in the final round. It won't be long, I'm sure, before Tiger rooters will start painting the links red. Surprise us before this happens, Tiger. Pick a new color for next year. A nice mauve, perhaps. A cerulean blue. Maybe a burnt orange. A lively fuchsia. Or a stylish ecru. Look at Bobby Knight, who, as we know, usually sees red. He wore red sweaters at Indiana, just as all the Hoosier fans wear red, of course. But when he went to Texas Tech, whose colors are red and black, Coach Knight switched to black sweaters. You see, there can be life after red. Understand, I've got nothing against red. Hey, you're listening to a man who named his daughter Scarlet. I'm just the fashion policeman trying to help all you crimson creatures, you puce people, you magenta masses, you vermilion millions. Everybody's doing it now. Wearing red to games is tacky. It's passé. It's so yesterday. Red flag it.
Fashion tips from Frank DeFord, who is often read in Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary.